The Rush Hour. Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle 2023, based on 2023 full year VFACTS results. The Rush
Hour. AB, producer Luke. I don't have many, but I did have a rare victory at home last night. And this is a victory that I've been chasing for a while. You both know this, but a lot of people won't. My partner, Abby, is not thrilled about me doing the boxing thing.
Mm.
Neither am I, and I'm not even your partner. Neither is our boss.
Lots
of people aren't keen. Luke, are you keen on it?
He doesn't care.
No, I don't really care. If he wants to do it, he can do it.
She's keen on, like, you know, doing the fitness and all that kind of thing, but the actual idea of me ever getting punched in the head by someone for a sport, she's like, eh. No. Actually, she's been so firm on it. However, last night she did ask me, she said, oh, what will your walkout song be?
Oh.
And I thought, well, hang on. If she's asking that, that means that she's at peace with the fact, because she's given me a hard no, you're not allowed to fight. But if she's asking me what my song is, I didn't push it any further than that, but I feel like she's starting to come around.
We should do that as a phone topic.
Yeah.
I think
that's a good
song.
Idea. When it gets locked in, and something's in the works at the moment, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what is your current walkout song?
We riffed through a few ideas, like, oh, do you want to do like something fun? Like, I had Downtown by, what's her name?
Macklemore.
No, the old school. Hang on, I'll find it while we riff. You guys talk about something.
Oh, Downtown.
Tina Pachula or...
Oh, yeah. Downtown. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh, Neil Young did a cover as well.
Pachula Clark.
That's the one. This one.
Go down.
Oh, yeah. Because I thought that... Well, it's just fun and light and whatever. But
raindrops keep falling on my head.
Yeah. If you want something that's up and, like, gets you going from the start... It is hard to go past. I'm not even a huge Metallica fan, but Enter Sandman's intro, and we've seen it used in college sports in the US, is the most hair-raising, spine-tingling intro to any song I think I've ever heard.
I think there's a few UFC fighters that walk out to this.
It's a bit predictable.
Yeah, but
I feel like you could do better.
I'm not worried about being unique. I'm worried about I need something that... gets the blood going.
You know what does?
Yeah.
X Gone Give It To You.
Yeah, that's on my list.
That's a
as is Till I Collapse by Eminem.
I reckon you just throw something off, like do something completely unexpected that's a little bit funny,
like
more
Downtown.
So. Yeah, Downtown's good. I'm trying to think of another example.
Well, Tyson Fury once walked out to that one, that horrible Timmy song, that the one that's like Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we watch one that walked out to Baby Shark?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember who it was. Well, Jared Wallace, when he had his charity fight last year, did Venga Boys, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was good. I really liked that. Hyped it everyone up.
It's a little bit off-brand, but the Jonas Brothers the other day in Brisbane walked out to the Bluey theme song.
Whoa. Okay, I mean, that's...
it's Queensland.
You know what? If we're going to do like a TV theme... No, I don't like that. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme.
That would be
good. I'd run through a brick wall for that song.
How's it go again?
It's not so much the song... but it's the electric guitar riffing in it.
At the start, I don't know if I've got it, sorry.
I'd walk out to Baywatch theme song.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Because then you can slowly jog.
And put them off.
This is the one,
Go, Power Rangers. Oh, yeah.
Or the Blue Heelers theme. That is the greatest show of all time.
But the Baywatch theme, they're like...
Yeah. I don't have it. It's actually not bad.
It's really good at the beginning.
Yeah.
It is pretty epic, actually.
It's such a... Mate, I've run through a brick wall for
what
that.
What about the Hawaii 5-0 theme?
Okay, ready?
Oh, it's also good.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's better, but, like, I don't want it. It's not in my top five, but...
I think Hawaii 5-0 would be going... Da-da-da-da-da. I think that's what it is.
Or Antiques Roadshow, if you walked out... If you want to put them off.
I think you do that because it psychs them out.
Yeah. We'll take some calls on
like
it.
Like, building them up, they listen as well, and they go, yeah. But if you randomly have Antiques Roadshow or, like, Downton Abbey, they freak
I'm just worried about... One thing I keep getting told is you don't have enough mongrel, which may surprise you. You don't have enough mongrel. You don't have, you know, and I worry that if I'm listening to Antiques Roadshow as I walk into battle,
they'll think
I probably won't have enough mongrel.
The theme song for True Blood.
No, I never seen
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's a banger.
I
want
to do bad things to you.
Chase Everett.
Okay, I've got some Johnny Cash options. Anyway, we'll take some calls on this one. It's locked in. But I can tell you, and I haven't told you this until this moment, there is something in the works.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. So I'm not going. I can't.
You will go. As my friend, I demand you there.
I found it really hard to watch Jared Wallace do it and Ben Hannett, who I know. Yeah. I'm not as close with them as you.
Yeah, but they fought superhuman beings. Am I going to fight a superhuman being?
I was like wincing the whole time. It made me upset.
I'm going to wear a headgear. It's an amateur fight, not a pro fight. It'll be fun.
Just don't.
It'll be
my
fun.
Sister dated an MMA guy and she said like it was agony every time.
Yeah.
It never got easier. She just was like, I can't go.
Oh, it must be so hard for you guys not getting punched in the face sitting there watching. God.
Yeah, it's called empaths.
Well, don't. Just don't be one anymore.
I can't not be an empath. It's who I am to the core.
If you want to do some boxing when you're back from having your two babies, I will support you. I won't feel your pain, I promise.
Absolutely not.
I'll sit there and cheer the opposition.
You'll probably laugh at me.
I'll put money on the opposition, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, radio show today. Luke, are you prepared and ready to go?
I am prepared.
Okay.
I have the run sheet
today. It only took 3 months.
Yeah. Stop it. Anyway, Elliot's top three Queenslanders that would make a better James Bond.
Yeah, who'd they end up picking in the end? What was the bloke saying? Aaron Carter died.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Johnson. That's the one. Thank you.
Aaron Carter did die.
Aaron Carter did die. Thanks for the fun trivia there.
Also had a chat to comedian Grace Hogan.
Yep.
Who you went to primary school with. Weird little
and she still
there.
Takes your calls. Who would have thought?
Technically she took my call.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have her on Facebook, but I haven't spoken to her in 15 years till
So, Luke,
today.
When she did pick up, did she say, how did you get this number? Yeah. Straight off the bat?
Yeah, something like that. Elliot, you had a bit of a weird traffic experience today.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah. We also talked about animals that were a little bit too far from home. Mm. Sir Joe Stimson from the Titans, and AB, you are a hypocrite.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
I mean, that was the segment, but also.
Hopefully Alex didn't hear that.
Well, he listens to the show because he actually texted me yesterday saying, can you tell Annabelle to stop swearing on the radio? Yeah.
I know, I said shit.
Alex is a
I don't often
husband.
Say, but you say it all the time, so I felt
That's
like...
That's not true.
You do say it. You said it yesterday as well.
Okay, I said it once.
No, you say it a bit. And so for a while I've been building up and going, I can do this.
Right.
I can do this.
I'm going to drop an F and a C tomorrow and see what happens. And see
if I follow suit.
We've had to edit the most F-bombs out of the podcast intro because of you as well.
Yeah, AD, weirdly though,
that's
like...
facts,
I swear on my day-to-day, but then suddenly when we do this radio show, I'm like, zoop. But then when we go to the podcast, I don't know what... It's like the guard falls off.
Yeah, it's because the job's... The hard task of 2 hours of radio is done for the day and...
Thank you for appreciating.
You can go back to being yourself. That's what everyone... There were some girls actually that are at our gym today that apparently said, oh, Elliot, he's so quiet in person, but Jesus is a jerk on the radio. I'm like, this is the thing. You get, 2 hours of me. It's unfair. Like, you don't know how insufferable AB is in real life. And I'm actually the one that just sits there.
I feel so validated.
Well, they didn't say nice things about you either, but.
Didn't they?
Nah.
Oh, what'd they say?
No, it didn't say anything, but it's fun to make you sweat. All right, enjoy this. We'll talk to you soon.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. Oh, yeah! Elliot Lovejoy's top three.
I have some pretty big news. You should probably be sitting for this.
All right, Elliot, we've tasked you with some homework. The big news today.
Yeah.
Finally, after a number of years, it was back in 2021 that Daniel Craig announced that he was no longer going to play the role of James Bond.
Yep.
They have officially made an offer to an actor to take on the iconic role. Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Sure.
If you don't know him,
nope.
He was in Kick-Ass, a bunch of Marvel films as well.
Right.
British guy, very, very successful.
Yep.
Good looking as well. Smouldering, if you will.
Yep.
I'm really happy with the choice, but I'm interested to know who you would put up there in your top three list, potentially of Queenslanders that could do a better job.
Yeah, yeah. I actually thought long and hard about this. I appreciate the hard work. If I don't have tasks in my life, I get bored and sad.
I'll give you some every night.
Thank you. You want 3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
Okay, third spot. But you want handsome, you said smouldering, someone that Queensland's fallen in love
with.
Wear a suit. Well, I haven't seen him in a suit, but I'm sure he wears one well. I'm going to start with Reece Walsh from the Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah, the credit of the city we're in, the people we're representing, and you've got one more job to do.
Well, they didn't finish the job they meant to do last year, but if he was Bond...
The eyes.
Yeah, the eyes, the
tan.
They
can make his eyes weapons.
Yeah. Oh, shoot lasers from his baby blues.
Yes.
Yeah. He'd be
Brass,
very good.
Oh, mate, he would be outstanding. Why isn't he your one?
Well, because there's two formidable hunks in front of him.
Okay,
that's why.
All right. I want to hear him.
We'll just roll through two and then push on to one. Number two, I went myself. But number one.
Wait. No.
What?
We need some justification. Why do you think you could be James Bond?
Well, look at me. I'm 95 kilos of 25% body fat.
Yeah, but you know what? James Bond, even when he wears like a $25,000 suit, he's leaning under things. He's ducking.
Yeah.
You'd lean under and be like, oh, my sciatic.
Yeah, but it's more realistic James Bond that gets back pain.
Oh, my injury that I got 24 years ago.
I think you're better suited as a Bond villain just quietly with the bleach blonde hair.
I appreciate that.
I'd be a good villain, you're right. Kind of vibe.
That's a different saga, but yeah, okay.
I think they're due for a crossover.
Now, I will rule myself out, and Reese Walsh is busy playing footy. I thought long and hard about number one, because this is a serious task. What's 2024 all about? Woke, lefty, body positivity a-holes. So if we're going in that direction and it's all about body positivity, you don't need a six-pack whatever guy. And we've spoken about this bloke the last week or so. It makes sense he slots into the role, because I don't know if he's doing much at the moment. Welcome to the James Bond saga. We'll kick out Aaron Harper Gajuzis and bring in Clive Palmer.
Clive Palmer could play Bruce Wayne because he's already rich.
We'll go before the Supreme Court. We'll be knocking that case out because it's a lie. It's not true. And we'll deal with that matter.
He's got a good Bond voice.
Once again, I think he's a villain.
No! Why? He'd be a great Bond. He'd get a Johnny Big suit. Again,
mate,
body
Robert
positivity.
Robert Irwin exists. What is wrong with you? I thought you were going to do much better
young
at this list.
No, Clive. And look at, you know, where they film every new Bond film at one of his golf courses or the dinosaur park.
And what? Who's the criminal? The shark?
Well, that's half the fun.
He's a double agent.
Greg Norman.
Yeah. Oh, he's the first
Bond
film.
He's building the new Titanic, by the way. There could be a crossover there.
Great. The first Bond film, Clive Palmer discovers he's got an evil twin. And Clive plays both roles, and it ends with a fight with two nine irons on the golf course in Port Douglas, a fight to the death. That's very good. You're welcome, Disney, or whoever does it these days.
Nah, I'm Team Reese Walsh, but nice try.
Thank you, I appreciate that. At the moment, the Melbourne Comedy Festival gearing up. Well, we know that it tours right round Queensland as well. I'm sure there'll be a show near you. Comedyfestival.com.au if you want to grab your tickets. I was looking through some of the act and a name stood out to me because I actually went to primary school with this individual.
There you go, small world.
You know, many, many, many years ago, and this person is on the biggest stage of the Melbourne International Comedy Fest, now residing in Coolangatta. Grace Hogan. She actually joins us today. Hello, Grace. How you doing?
Hello, AB and Elliot. How are you both?
This is so weird speaking to you as an adult. I'm thinking before.
I know.
When's the last time I would have seen you?
Probably on an Oztag field, running around.
Interesting insight.
In
I think I would have been on the bench. So you're one half of a show at the comedy festival called Dorkwood. Can you tell us about this show and the bloke you're doing it with too?
Yeah, so Cody Grimsey is actually a sporting kind of guy from back in the day. He's a champion swimmer. But Dorkwood is, so we're going to do a split bill show. So we'll do half hour of each of our best stand-up material. And we kind of got into stand-up at the same time, probably about 5 years ago now. And we are both pretty dorky and awkward. So we're like, let's call the show Dorkwood.
Yeah.
And make everyone feel less dorkwood about their most dorkwood moments.
Grace, when it comes to your style, though, you know, just reading about this Dorkwood show, it says one of the things you go after is moronic human behaviours. Nobody's safe. Can you tell us about some of those that you'll be attacking?
I'm not sure if you are aware with the term breatharian. Have you heard of that?
Up in far north
Queensland?
No.
It's very Northern Rivers adjacent, actually. And basically, breatharians, like we have vegetarians, pescatarians, vegans, and there are real human beings that believe that they are breatharians. And breatharians believe that they can solely live off the air.
No, they don't.
I think they mentioned it in Notting Hill, the movie, randomly. They were going through all the different arians. And one of them was breatharians.
cesarean, and they die all the time.
Yeah, they don't stick around long enough to be able to tell us about their experience. That's
for sure. Exactly. Oh, so that's probably That's probably why you haven't heard of it, Elliot. Okay.
Yeah, they can report back to you.
Extinct each other. Yeah, they're just kind of extincting themselves.
I mean, Grace, on your website, you also have a number of characters that you play. I don't know if they're going to make a feature in this show. We've got Mystic Moira, the clairvoyant numerologist, astrologist. Yes. Surely just being in the region you're in, it's subject matter 24/7, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mystic Moira was actually born in COVID times when I wasn't gigging and I was like, oh, what can I do with my time? I feel like I still need to be actively doing something. So Mystic Moira was born, and Mystic Moira is a box wine drinking card reader from the Northern Rivers.
Box wine.
And she loves the wine and a good time. And she would go live once a week on Instagram live and read everyone's cards that would be sitting at home bored. So Mystic Moira loves to read and connect humans to the universe. And yeah, she's a whole sorcerer.
She'd be a breatharian for sure.
She mingles with them, that's for sure.
Well, you can catch Grace Hogan and Cody Grimsey. Dorkwood is the show, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, kicking off from the 8th of May, comedyfestival.com.au. Grace, on a serious note, very cool to see what you've managed to achieve whilst I've been out here failing TAFE and doing nothing. Congratulations.
You can drop her name now.
I know Grace Hogan, but we appreciate your time on the rush hour.
Amazing. Thanks so much for having me, legends.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
I had one of the most uncomfortable moments of my life about 2 minutes before getting to work today, and I'm fascinated to know what you would have done in this situation, because I was absolutely miffed. I had no idea.
We're very different people, so yeah. I bet it wasn't the same.
Well, I don't know. When it comes to driving, I'm not. By the way, people always say, oh, you're a cranky so-and-so. Yeah, but, you know, just here.
No, I've driven with you a number of times. Yeah. I would not say that you're an aggressive driver.
No.
You drive a mummobile and you drive like a mum.
Oh, no, I'm an assertive driver, but I'm not an angry driver.
Nothing. You don't speed demon or anything. It's very normal.
No. Today, though. So there's a set of lights before we get to our office, and lined up along where Triple M HQ is. There's a few different businesses. There's a childcare centre where they sometimes throw toys over to us, and sometimes I'll just throw stuff back at them. One day I did that, heard a kid go, ow. Anyway, sorry for another day.
Don't do that. Yeah. I don't think we're insured for that.
And on the other side, there's a funeral home. So they have funerals there and all kinds of things, and you quite often see the hearses going up and down, all that kind of thing. So I had a hearse in front of me at this set of traffic lights today.
Okay.
Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful whatsoever. It would have been an incredibly hard day for people going to the funeral home because there was a casket in the back.
Did it have the flowers on it as well?
Yeah, it had flowers.
Okay, it's actually there for the...
Yeah, it was zhuzhed up, ready to go.
Oh.
This set of traffic lights turns green about once every 4 minutes, and it turns green for about 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's a real hard light. Yeah. Like, if you're not assertive...
Yeah. So
it's tough.
It's hers in front of me. I'm directly behind it. The light goes green. The hearse stays idle. So I give it 10 seconds, which felt like eternity.
Yeah.
I hover on the horn. I think, no, you idiot. The light goes red and we sit there. So a minute passes. Another minute passes. We get to the fourth minute.
No.
Light's green again. This time, I'd worked out I'd been in the car at this set of lights almost 10 minutes.
And it doesn't come around again for another good 20 or so.
So, again, light goes green. Car doesn't move. And I'm thinking, Jesus, not you who's dead, mate. Like, you're driving. You're not... So... Like, I had to get on that.
And it's impossible to gentle honk as well.
Let me tell you, it was the gentlest honk I could have ever honked. I put less.
Beep.
It was. You know, like the. Who's
the tap. Yeah.
You
the
know,
tap.
Who's the meep road runner? Mm. It was like the road runner made half a road runner sound. Meep. That's all it was. Didn't go. Light turns red. I'm sat there. At this stage, it's been 11 minutes at the lights. We go green one more time. Guy looks up, Don't know if he was reading the paper on his phone. Not sure. Gave me a wave. Went in. About 100 or so people waiting for him at the funeral home. Yeah. What do you do, though? What are you meant to do? I
wow,
almost
disrespectful
of the
dead. Okay.
Oh, don't be that guy.
You're a much more patient man.
Mate, I would have hugged the first time.
Really?
Because, yeah, obviously they need to get going. But, you know, there is that mystical wonderment of me going, could that wake them up?
Oh, you're not talking about the driver.
Well, what if it was an accidental one? Hey, I saved the day.
Jesus Christ.
No, okay.
I want to take your stories this afternoon. 133353. You can get in touch now on Animals Far From Home. You might remember the story last week, AB, you brought to us about the croc that was, what, 450 k's inland?
Yeah, central Queensland. Yeah. Freshwater croc found in one of the pipes there.
Wild.
Alive.
Another one popped up over the last few days. The far north region having so much rain again at the moment. Some of the streets, a little bit of flooding on them. The main drag on the Esplanade of Cairns, the video's doing the rounds there because a stingray of decent size was not washed up. It was in the flooding water swimming.
Like living its best life.
Like you'd see in a movie.
Maybe trying to get a nice coffee, a spot to sit down for brekkie.
Going up and down. We see the videos, you know, there's a movie with Lincoln Lewis about sharks in, you know, there's a big flood on the Gold Coast is how it's set, and then sharks come into supermarkets or whatever. It was like
Sharknado kind of, you know, like anything could happen.
A real life version of that. It's a very funny one.
Yeah, I've told this story before, but when I was young, we went onto the top of Mount Cootha in Brisbane, and there's like some waterfalls there, and there was a hammerhead shark on the water, like in the pond of the waterfall. And my dad rang RSPCA because he was like, that's not meant to be. And it also wasn't salt water. It was quite unwell, but they didn't.
Even have it. Someone must have picked it up.
Someone dumped it there. But yeah, they came and picked it up and it ended up being all right.
We see videos like this all the time of, you know, kangaroos swimming in the open ocean and you know, there was a wallaby in Tinaroo Dam, which again is up north not that long ago as well. But 133353, maybe it was in your own backyard. Again, you see the videos of crocodiles in swimming pools in some parts of the state. 133353, animals far from home.
Let's go to Bundaberg first. Thanks, Michelle, for calling. What's your story?
My dog got out one day and I got a phone call from Gingin and a lady picked him up and took him down to Gingin.
What? Yeah. What do you mean?
He found a way of getting under the wire fence because I only rent the property and, yeah, he got near the highway and the lady picked him up and I got a phone call from the vets in Gingin there.
So that's about, well, the road distance I just Googled is 49 k's between Bundy and Gingin. So how far do we think your little trooper got down the road for this woman to think, okay, Gingin's the closest?
Probably, I don't know, about not even 5 k's before he got down the road and got picked up.
Maybe she was heading to Gingin and was like, I'll just drop him there.
I mean, it's not bright.
It's a real adventure, though.
If she's 5K from Bundy and she's picked up a dog, she then drives another 45K to get to Gingin.
This literally happened with our family dog once.
What?
He went to the beach. He went to the beach. Like, he walked down to the beach thinking we were there. He got out.
Yeah.
We weren't at the beach. He met another family. And then they took him to another beach, which was like 40 minutes north, and dropped him at the vet there. People do that. I don't know why. It's weird behaviour.
Marty in Townsville, thanks for joining the Rush Hour, mate. Animals far from home. What's your story?
Well, one I saw on the news last week before, was kookaburra in the English countryside. You know, it had been photographed and documented somewhere in England in the countryside.
And they're not native to England at all, are they?
No. So, they, you know, that's either a zoo or a private collection escapee, but, you know, that's still a long way from home.
That's a big thing, that private collection stuff. Like, you know, all of the, particularly in the Middle East, they love buying all the crazy animals.
You know, I once...
Do you reckon you'd fork out for a kookaburra, though? Like, they get jaguars and stuff.
I went to a bloke's home, and I'm trying to work out the best way to tell... It was ages ago. And he had a certain illegal animal.
All right, RSPCA, if you're listening, 133353.
I didn't have it. He just had it.
Yeah, just provide the address.
He got in trouble later in life. Yeah, it was a...
I struggled to have a dog that I chose to own.
Can I say what it was? Is that...
Is it a rude word?
No, I don't want to get in trouble.
Just say it.
I didn't. It was monkey.
In Queensland?
I don't want to say where, but it was in Australia. Anyway.
Is your friend Michael Jackson?
He's in jail.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. Now sitting down with AB and Elliot, a brute of a man that served pre-seasons under Craig Bellamy.
Begging for mercy, oh.
In the rough streets of Belmore and is now packing into the front row for the Gold Coast Titans.
Joe Stimpson has plunged over.
Welcome to the Rush Hour, Joe Stimpson.
Yeah, Joey Stimpson of the Gold Coast Titans. We're going to address a story first up that is getting no media attention and should do. Joe, on the weekend, instead of having the bye week with the rest of the Titans, you played in the Queensland Cup. You played for my favourite Queensland Cup team, the Ipswich Jets.
Up the Jets.
The Ipswich Jets had not won a game in 582 days, and you, my friend, were part of the drought breakers. Joe Stimpson, break out the... Is it Moet or Moe?
Moet, technically, but it sounds so dumb.
And let's just spray each other all over the face. What a win, mate. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I actually was unaware that they haven't won a game in that long. I was wondering why they were cheering so more harder than usual. So, no, it was good.
Because it had been 3 years,
people
Joe.
Just crying next to Joe.
I was like, holy smokes, you just got to really care of it. Like, how good is it? So, yeah, there you go.
Now, obviously, a big week ahead. You're up against the Bulldogs. That's a meaningful one for not only yourself, but Kieran Foran and also Des Hasler. How important is this matchup to you guys?
Yeah, it's really important, especially we're probably at 2 weeks to really dwell on the performance that we had against the Dragons. So, going back to Belmore and, for multicultural round and, for the passionate Bulldogs fans, it's going to be good for us.
Now, Joe, when you joined us last week during that bye week, you told us that you're planning for your wedding. You're not in charge of sending out the invitations because you can't be trusted. You're doing the stamps. Actually, I tried to help. On the weekend, I spoke to one of your star teammates, Kieran Foran, and I just want to make sure I get his quote right here. I said, is there any chance you could spare some time for Joe to help him put the stamps on this weekend? He said, I'm not spending any more time with that piece of shit after what he's been doing to me on the golf course.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Sheds of light.
What happened?
I'll tell you what. It's like a second job taking money off him. It's embarrassing.
Lucky he has so much.
And the funny part today, I was a bit filthy. I had to return a $50 note that he gave to me last week to him because he won today because I let him.
Right.
But, yeah, I just needed him to come back because, it's a little gravy train for me. It's nice.
So you're saying that you pity let him win because, you know, he's been off for a little while. He's coming back. You wanted him to have a boost of confidence?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And we're playing, arrows, and I'm not going to say I had a bad partner, but he wasn't great.
Who was it? So,
yeah,
teammate?
Shout out.
Oscar Bryant, he was. He's one of the young fellows in the team. I take him under my wing and he's going to be let go quickly.
Well, Oscar, you're a dirtbag. Well, Joe, wish you and the Titans the best of luck come this Saturday against the Bulldogs, mate. Always love spending time with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
On you, mate. You'll hear that game right here on Triple M. That's 2 p.m. The first game on Saturday, Bulldogs-Titans at Belmore. Triple M, the listener app, then going into Dragons, Cowboys, Tigers and Sharks.
You'll notice, Elliot, that I have invited newshound Archie Milligan into the studio this afternoon.
Our favourite Kiwi. Hello, mate.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well.
Now, I have been forced to let him come on and speak this afternoon.
Okay.
It's kind of like a blackmail situation, if you will. He witnessed me doing something on Saturday and he's been threatening to tell you ever since. Okay. So I said, fine, stuff it. I'll put it out there to Queensland this afternoon and you can be there. To hold me accountable, Archie.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, as a journalist, holding people to account, especially those in power, is a very important part of my job. And there's no more important person than AB over here. So, you know, I really hope her partner Alex is listening as well, because AB, you gave Alex, you know, your dear husband, a lot of grief.
Yes, last week, in case you missed it, I witnessed Alex doing something incredibly lame and I shamed him for it accordingly. He has a friend coming over next week and they're catching the ferry, so he was scoping out doing a recce to see where he'd park. He was spending the afternoon going back and forth and in the marina to make sure that the week following he'd have an adequate parking space when he went to park there.
Right.
And go to the ferry with his friend.
Yeah.
Now, on Saturday afternoon, I picked up Archie to drop him to the footy and I told him what I was doing after I dropped him, and that's when you called me out.
Yeah, look, so we were going
double standards.
We were going to a function after, and I was meeting AB there, and I was saying, "Oh, like, how are you going to get there?" And she goes, "Oh, well, you know, I'll drive and I'll park." And then she admitted, "I've already scoped out where I'm going to park," which means, what does that mean, AB? I think that means that you've pulled a recce?
I did a recce, yes. I did actually go to the venue 5 to 6 hours earlier because I was on the way back from somewhere I was going. I thought, I'll just see if it's really busy and if there is parking options.
And then I pointed out that you were being a complete hypocrite and have been looming this over your head for the last, you know,
I know. I have not admitted it to Alex yet because it's shameful, but he's changed me into the lamest person that ever existed. Like, it's lame enough that I can't drink because I'm pregnant, obviously. So I drive to places, which is fine, whatever. But the fact that I actually didn't take any risk either, I've changed. I'm not who I was.
The wrecky becomes the wrecker. I mean, at the end of the day, and I was already aware of this, but at least it is confirmed now. We already knew your husband was a loser. I could have told you a long time ago you are too, but at least it's been confirmed for
Thank
us.
You.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. Rush Hour!
Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle of 2023? Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.